Live from Bonnaroo on WTTSFM.com.
I'm Dean Kay for Radio Bonnaroo 2010, and we're backstage at the Radio Compound. We've got Joshua James. Welcome to Bonnaroo.
Thank you so much.
How you doing?
I'm doing excellent.
Good. Have you been to Bonnaroo before?
I have not. This is my first visit ever to Manchester, Tennessee.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. It's so a special place, right?
It really is amazing. We drove in from Salt Lake City yesterday. I guess it was a two-day drive. It was 28 hours to get here, and we drove into Nashville, stayed there last night, and drove in today, and the drive was just spectacular. We went through kind of these back roads, and I'm a sucker for just kind of countryside and beauty. I guess everyone's a sucker for beauty, but anyways, it was really beautiful, and we're just really excited to be a part of this amazing festival and be able to be here, so...
You get an opportunity to kind of take in the actual festival itself, go
see
people and the other bands?
I mean, because we're really not, we're not really doing that much. We're doing this, and then we're playing tonight, and then another thing tomorrow. But other than that, we're just seeing bands. So right actually after this interview, we're taking off to see some bands. So really excited.
Do you have some favorites?
There's so many. I couldn't start naming all of them. I think right now we're going to see Manchester Orchestra, which I'm a big fan of, and then we're also seeing the Dodos, and I think we want to see the Melvins, and obviously Gwar. I think Gwar's playing.
Oh, everyone's got to see Gwar.
Yeah, yes. So I'm very excited to see Gwar. That and Flaming Lips. I'd say Gwar and Flaming Lips are going to be my top two for excitement, at least.
They're your highlights.
Yeah, my highlights.
You've just wrapped up a pretty extensive tour across America and the UK, and is Bonnaroo then going to be the last show for a while, or?
It's pretty close to the last thing. We're leaving our van actually in Nashville after this and going home for about 10 days. And then we have like 7 or 8 kind of radio festivals after Bonnaroo, kind of late June, early July. But other than that, we're kind of just taking a break. I've been kind of missing my wife and my dog and my house a lot lately. And we've been home for the last 2 weeks, and I've been wanting to get goats for a long time. We have chickens out on my property, and so I put up a goat fence. So for right now, that's kind of where my heart is in getting some animals and starting to learn how to milk goats and just hang out with my wife for a little while. Because, it's one of those things. We leave for a long period of time, and it puts strain on any relationship, girlfriend, boyfriend, or husband, wife type thing. So I'm just excited to be home for a little while.
Are you able to separate your musical life and performance life with your home life? With
completely.
Chickens and the goats
completely.
And all that?
It's just a whole different, scene. And it's pretty separate, the two things. Even, my wife hardly ever even sees me play music. When I'm at home, it's kind of family time and doing that whole thing, which I absolutely love. But it's just two different things. But distance makes the heart grow stronger and fonder. So at the same time, I'm appreciative that I'm able to do what I do and travel and play music.
Your lyrics express a lot of weighty issues, I find. Spiritual pain and separation, there's darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Are you writing from personal experience or projecting these like as an author might write a fictional story?
I'd say both. There's some songs that are very autobiographical, and then other ones that are just fables, stories, even sometimes stories that my father used to tell me that he made up when I was growing up. But a lot of them, are just personal things that I've gone through or friends have gone through and that I've seen and been able to experience. And I think, something important that we try to relate to each other, one to another, as we are doing now. And I suppose that's kind of where I try to write from for the most part.
You've only been writing songs really for what, about 6 years?
Yeah, about 5 or 6 years now.
Does that seem like a long time or a short time from your perspective?
It seems like a hell of a long time to me. It's kind of weird that I'm doing music. I never played music. I didn't ever intend to be here with you and being playing music for people at all. It was one of those things that I just, I bought a guitar when I was 21 and started to play and write, and one thing led to another, and I really don't have any idea kind of how it happened, but now I do it full time, and I've been doing it for about 3 years now full time. It's a really wild thing to me. Thought I'd be a dentist, but no.
A dentist.
But that's down the road. I'll be a dentist later. Right now I'm just going to play music for a little while.
And you're enjoying it?
I love it. Yeah, I absolutely do. The different people I'm able to meet and the experiences I'm able to have, it's just unbelievable.
Bonnaroo's an environmentally green, sane festival. I understand you're a supporter of the green movement. How does that factor into your musical life?
I don't want to, get self-righteous or anything like that. I don't know how really green we are. We try to do what we can. Try not to, consume and throw away too much. We don't really stay in hotels at all when we travel. We use a site called couchsurfing.com. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
I have.
It's an amazing thing. And we've met some really good friends via that website. And we just, try to take care of the earth just like think like anybody else. But I don't think we're doing any more than anyone else,
So you're just doing what's right for you.
Yeah, we're just trying to do, the best that we the best that we can,
I heard you camp along the way sometimes.
We camp at some of the most bizarre places. Yeah, early touring especially. There was one night that comes to my recollection where we stayed on a golf course, and in the morning we didn't know it was a golf course. We thought it was a park. Our GPS said it was a park, so we pulled in and we set up our sleeping bags on the green that we didn't know at the time was the green. And in the morning, these people are driving by on golf carts, and it was a pretty weird, surreal experience, and kind of. At that point, kind of asked myself what am I doing with my life? I'm waking up on golf courses, but I love that. I love feeling like you have no home and that you're just experiencing life. Because I think so much, at least I just forget about what it's all about. At least for me, just experiencing and seeing and taking and giving. I don't know. I'm rambling right now, but just I think that part of touring is what makes me feel most alive. It's just the different people and places that we experience. It's a beautiful thing.
When you wake up tomorrow at Bonnaroo and you see the golf courses, you're not on a golf course.
Yeah,
you're at Bonnaroo
exactly.
With the campers.
Yes.
Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much.
For Radio Bonnaroo, backstage with Joshua James. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah. Thank you so much.